This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Three anti-smoking groups want to teach health providers about new ways to get people to quit using tobacco in all its forms. On February 27th, Johnny Logan College will host the 2020 Illinois Tobacco Prevention Conference. The Egyptian Health Department's Kimberly Scott Pilkington says the all-day workshop is for anybody concerned about the effects of tobacco on society.
Actually, it's for the general public. Providers might be interested in the prevention aspect of it, especially school administrators, people who work with young people. I don't know how aware your listening audience is of the vaping epidemic that's been happening with our young people, but it's pretty rampant right now in the high schools and actually middle schools as well.
Shayna Cruz is the Illinois Government Relations Director with the American Cancer Society, and in a recent interview with WSIU, she says the numbers of tobacco users was showing a nice decline until vaping hit the market.
We were on a path to see the first tobacco-free generation until we saw the epidemic of e-cigarettes really hit in the mid-2000s. And it's been ramping up really since about 2016 until now, where now we live in a world where one out of four high schoolers and one out of 10 middle schoolers are addicted to a nicotine product. And for young people in particular, that nicotine really inhibits adolescent brain development. And we actually are seeing more young people who started on an e-cigarette switching to a traditional cigarette as their nicotine use continues. And, you know, the other thing is with the marketing and advertising that the tobacco use industry is using for e-cigarettes, is it's trying to make it sound like it's harmless water vapor. There's no harm. It'll be fine. That is such a troubling reality that we're in, and really seeing how that those same marketing tactics we saw in the 50s and 60s for traditional tobacco are being used for e-cigarettes on today's youth.
Vaping does contain nicotine.
Correct.
Which is worse for health, conventional tobacco use or vaping in e-cigarettes?
Well, the long-term risks of e-cigarettes aren't known yet. There's accumulating evidence that electronic cigarette use in the short term has adverse effects on airways and blood vessels, and that's where you're seeing some of the lung injuries as well as increased heart attacks and really the stress it's putting on your cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. But that's where we don't know yet because there's not enough long-term research or data to directly tell us, does it cause cancer or what's going to happen to today's kids when they're in their 50s and 60s.
And moving forward, Cruz talks about some of the hurdles.
One challenge is, especially for young people, is we actually have never seen kids so addicted to nicotine that our tobacco cessation programs that are currently out there aren't geared towards these 17 and 18-year-olds who are having to wake up in the middle of the night to use their e-cigarette because they're so addicted, and then the amount of nicotine that they're getting through that product. So that's one challenge. And then the other challenge is more of a systemic. The CDC released a report yesterday that there are actually only two states in the country that provide barrier-free access to tobacco cessation, and it's Kentucky and Missouri. Huh. So in those states, you have access to all forms of tobacco cessation, the product and counseling. We know that counseling in combination with an FDA-approved cessation product actually is the most effective way to quit smoking, but that's why we are also working on a measure to ensure that Illinoisans have that same access and would have access to counseling under the Illinois Medicaid program.
The February 27th Tobacco Conference will bring together many health partners. Here's Kimberly Scott Pilkington.
There's 23 counties involved in this event, mm-hmm. like the health departments for those areas. And then we have people, coming from Chicago, from Springfield, coming down. We're really excited about the expertise involved. It's not just somebody off the streets coming in and sharing that tobacco, use is mm-hmm. bad or anything. It's doctors and people who've been in the business for a while.
The conference will also feature the unique interactive display known as Hidden in Plain Sight.
Basically, a young person's room set up. You walk into a boy or girl's room, basically. I'm not sure which one it's going to be, but there are all kinds of hidden illegal and legal substances in the room, and I feel like people that haven't experienced it before will be shocked at the different things. And I always, whenever I give a presentation to some of our school administrators in services and such, just because we tell you something is happening right now, by this afternoon, the young people will have come up with some new way to hide something or a new term for something. So they're very quick and innovative with their hiding skills.
To learn more, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.